As we begin, O Allah's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, we're going to discuss the very special situation of how many stages there could be when you're dealing with Tumas Beis. Now, normally, remember, because of the attenuation process, when it comes to Tumah, there's a limit, and it's a very quickly reached limit to how much Tumah can possibly come from an Ava Tumah, simply because the general rule is Adam and Kalim can only be Mekabel Tumah from an Ava Tumah, which means that the moment that you're talking about a stage two, it already can't be Mekabel Tumah as an Av because it's always attenuated. So if you put those two rules together, there's always attenuation, and Adam and Kalim can only be Mekabel Tumah from an Av. So then once an Av has touched something, that thing can never be Metame Adam Vekelim. That's not true, however, when it comes to mace. And the reason is there's two additional very important factors that need to be taken into consideration. One is, of course, that there's only one thing in the world that is not considered to be an Av HaTuma in its maximal state. It's considered to be Avi Avot HaTuma. So we consider it to be a maxi of Tuma. And because of that, the attenuation is still an Av, even if it's not an Avi Avot, which already adds one additional layer when it comes to the Adam Vekelim. That's a big difference. And there's another very important Yesod, which makes it even more possible to have additional levels. And that is called Chalal Cherev. It's a din, which the Rabbanon called Cherev Harehu Kichalal, that since the Torah mentions the Cherev in conjunction with the corpse, what in the world is the meaning of such a thing? Why mention the Cherev? I mean, it could have died by anything. Why do we say with the Cherev? So there we learn that the Cherev is given the same din as the Chalal. So if a Kli, now, a Cherev is made out of metal, and because of that, there are those who hold that metal and only metal is the din of Cherev, Harehu Kechalal. We'll see that machlokas, because we'll talk about that. But in any event, it at least adds one additional level, because now the Cherev will get the same din as the Chalal itself, which means there's no attenuation. So that makes a whole new halacha, that in terms of, we always start with an Av HaTumah, not when it comes to mace. We start with a Viavot. There's always attenuation, not when it comes to mace, because over there, there's the din of Cherev Areo Kechalal, possibly on all Kalim, maybe only on metal Kalim. And there is yet another halacha. The other halacha is similar in a way to Cherev Areo Kechalal, but it refers to humans specifically. So the idea over there is that if a person becomes Tamei, then he can actually be Metamei further on the same level as the Tuma that he touched. We're going to talk about this in a moment as we go through the different levels. So normally what the Mishnah is going to be talking about is specific cases. The normal case is that you can go two levels into a Tumas Meis. Shnayim Metamim B'Meis. So there's two stages. So let's say one thing, human or Kli, touches the actual mace. We'll see the Mishnah is going to go along and explain where is it human, where is it Kli, and where does a human have to be in the middle of Kli, human, where there's also going to be cases. So if one item, we'll decide what these items are later. But if item one touches the mace and item two touches that first thing, then both of these things are going to become Tame, as we will describe. The thing is that there's going to be a difference in the Tumah. And this is the third issue we need to consider. Something that becomes Tame as an Av HaTumah that is from a mace is going to require 7 days of Taira together with the Porah Dumah ashes and so on. Something which was Mekabel Tumah from that Av HaTumah and is now a Rishon LeTumah has all of the normal dinim of a Rishon LeTumah, and an Adam or Kli as a Rishon LeTumah is Tame Tumas Erev, goes to the mikvah, doesn't require anything of a parah aduma, and is tohar on that evening. So because of that, echa, the first one that touches it, will be tamei tumas shiva, and then he becomes an av hatuma, that's why he's tamei tumas shiva, and as an av hatuma, he can be metamei something that he touches, but the thing that he touches will only be tamei tumas erev, because it is a rishon atuma. So that's the normal case. Now, there are other special cases. There are cases, and each Mishnah that follows is going to explain one of these cases. So there are also times when you can have a three-stage tumah that is going to affect Adam v'kelim. So if item one touches the mace, and then item two touches item one, then item two can still be metame item three. When we say item, we mean either Adam v'kelim, both of which are normally only mekabel tumah from nava tumah. And in that case, obviously, the first two are the ones that are avos, because otherwise the two couldn't have made number three. So the first two are avos, and because of that, they are metame for 7 days, and they require a parah adumah. The one that was only an ava tumah, which was stage three, is only metame tumas erev. Now, there's yet more, because there's a particular case where you could even get four stages in tumas mace. Again, a Mishnah is going to describe the details of what that would be. And in that case, if the fourth thing touches the third thing, then the fourth thing will become tame as a rishon, because the third thing in that case was a actual av. And therefore, the first three stages will be tame tumas shima, and the third one will be attenuated as a rishon and will only be tame tumas erev. So let's just start with the normal first case, which would be the two stages. So case H9, here's our first Mishnah. So the two stage is very simple. A person touches a corpse. Okay. So then since the din of the mace itself is that it's an aviavota tuma, he becomes an avatuma and he is tome tuma shiva. So the adam that he would touch would become a rishon tuma. That's the normal attenuation of an av. An av could be metame, adam, v'kelim. If we limit this case to adam and not kelim, and we'll see why we do that. So if the adam touches an adam, then that adam will also become tame as a rishon, but it'll only be tame for tumas erev, because the avi avot went down one level to the person who touched it, because a person cannot be a cherev areo kecholol. So he is definitely attenuated. He becomes an av, he touches someone else, that someone else becomes a rishon, because an adam can be mekabel tumah from an av, but again, only attenuated. So this is where we limit the situation to humans and not to kelim. So that's our first stage. Now, let's go on to the next stage and talk about how in the world we would be able to have a three-stage tumah with two levels of an av hatumah. How could that possibly be the case? So as I mentioned before, we have a concept of cherev areihu kechalal. The question is that any type of kli, which Rashi and Tosfos generally hold, or is it specifically, is it any type of kli, which is what the Rambam holds, or is it cherev areihu kecholol only referring to kli matechet, like the cherev, like Rashi holds? In some places, Tosfos agrees. So that creates a completely different situation, because if you're not talking about people, you're talking about kelim. So then if a kli, again, according to the Rambam, any kli, which is more reasonable in the Mishnah, any kli, because it just says kelim, it doesn't say kli matechet. So a kli that touches a mace, as opposed to an adam that touches a mace, does not become attenuated at all. And therefore, if that kli touches another kli, the kelim bikelim, so then that would mean that we would have three levels over here, because they are both going to be tame tumas shiva. And then if the third thing now would touch, whatever it would touch, it could touch a kli, it could touch a person, then it would be able to be metame as an av hatuma, because over there we started out with an avi avot hatuma, because of cherev areihu kechalal. So now it's as if you touched the actual mace, because you touched the cherev. And then that cherev touched a kli, which is now stage two, stage three from the mace, and that became an av. And being as it's an av, it can touch something which is stage three, and that third thing is a rishon, because it was attenuated. Because we start with avi avot, went down to the Av, and then went down to Rishon. So everything makes sense in the second case. So that's okay, pretty clear. But how do we get the third case where we have four levels? So, okay, so far we've seen Cherev Areo Kechalal, the uniqueness of that. We've seen the uniqueness of the din of Avi Avot Hatuma. But we also learn out from the Pasuk that if you're talking about an Adam who is an Av Hatuma with Tumas Meis, the din is that in the same way that if the Kli touches the mace itself, there's no attenuation. If the Kli touches an Adam who is Tomei with Tumas Mace as an Av, it also does not go through attenuation. So a Kli touching an Adam is similar to Cherev Hareo Kecholol touching a mace. That adds another layer, because then that would mean as long as, again, this only works where it's Adam to Kli transmission. So it would have to be specifically in that order. So if you want to talk about it, adds another layer then, right? So that gives us four. Ketzad Arba'a, well, it works like this. Let's say you have Kalim, which have a din of Cherev Areo Kecholol. So it needs to start with Kalim in order to avoid attenuation. The Kalim touch a mace, okay? And then that Kalim are touched by an Adam. It has to be in that order. Because if the Kalim will touch other Kalim, then the next one will go down with attenuation, because the din of no attenuation is only when a Kli touches an Adam with Tamei Meis. So because of that, it's got to be punctuated with Kalim Adam, in order for us to get the halacha that we're looking for. So in this case, the Kli touches the Meis, no attenuation. The Adam now comes into touch with that Kli. There is an attenuation. But then the Kli touches the Adam, no attenuation. Huh. So then that means all of those three levels, the first Kli, the Adam that touched that Kli, and the Kli that touched that Adam, are all amazingly Avot HaTuma. Because of that, they will all be Tuma Toma Shiva. And only the fourth thing, there it wouldn't matter whether it's an Adam or a Kli, because it's going to be a Kabbal Tuma from something that is an Avatuma, and it's a Kli that's an Avatuma, is going to be only Tomei Tumas Erev, because he's a Rishon. So now that gives us a completely new insight into how we can have that type of transference of Tuma without attenuation. Wow. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, well, I can take it a step further. I can go up to five. Yeshli Chamishi. Imagine a case like this. You've got a pole in the middle of the tent, and the tent is tied to the top of this pole, right? Now, there's a mace in the tent, okay? So you have an ohel and the shpud meaning the spit, right? Like a spit, here it means the pole of the tent. You have the adam touches the spit. You have kalim that touch the adam. So then in that case, the ohel itself was metame. Now, this is what he seems to be saying. We're going to see in a moment that the Chachamim don't like this one bit. But what happened is over here that the oil itself and the shpod and the person who touches the shpod after the mace is no longer in the oil, and therefore he wasn't tame directly from the tumas oil of the mace. All of these things, those three levels, the oil, the shpod, the adam, and then if Kalim touched that adam, because there's no attenuation, that's already four levels. Then they touch another thing. The fifth level is going to be Makabal Tuma, whether it's Adam or Kalim, it doesn't matter. But those first things are all Ovas Atuma. They're Tmeim Tuma Shiva. And then the fifth thing that touches it, whether it's an Adam or a Kli, Bein Adam Ben Kalim, would be Tamei Tumas Erev as a Rishon Latuma. So over there, the item number one, stage number one, is Ohel, which became Tomei from the mace. Then the pole becomes Tomei from the Ohel. And then that touches the Adam. And then that touches the Kli, and so on. Seder HaChon, what are you talking about? That's not true. You can't call the Ohel a stage. An Ohel isn't a stage. An Ohel is a modality. So how in the world does that add a different stage? Ein ha'ol mitchashev, the pole that was holding up the oil doesn't get tuma from the oil. It gets tuma from the mace that's in the oil. So why are we considering the oil to be a different stage? So you're left with exactly the same issue. The last stage over there is stage 4, not stage 5. Okay, Rabosai, that is our wonderful introduction to the issues of oelos. I'm sure that brief taste is enough to make it almost impossible to wait till tomorrow morning. But what can you do? It'll keep you at the edge of your chair for the whole day, which will allow you to do everything you do with a whole brand new zrizus, contemplating what must be coming. Have a wonderful day to all. Go to...